Amidst a record voter turnout, Sandra Souza, one of the founders of the activist group Davenport for Palestine, has won the federal New Democratic Party nomination for Davenport. Souza on Monday said she believes the victory shows that an authentic campaign run by people at the grassroots level can succeed. "I hope it reverberates," she said. "I hope Davenport becomes an example for the rest of the country." In the contest, Souza bested Francisco Pegado, a local journalist and volunteer with environmental and community initiatives who has strong ties to Toronto's Angolan communities. The nomination vote saw the highest turnout in the history of the NDP Davenport riding, according to Riding Association President Corrigan Hammond. Hammond said both candidates ran strong campaigns, collectively signing up hundreds of new members for the party. At this weekend's vote, about 80% of all local registered NDP members cast a ballot. Toronto Today contacted Pegado for comment but did not receive a response prior to publication. Souza said she knows the share of ballots cast in her favor but cannot release the information as per the party's rules. Her win means Souza will face off against incumbent Liberal MP Julie Dzirovich in the next federal election. Dzirovich won the 2021 election by a razor-thin 76 votes over her NDP competitor. It will not be the first time the two candidates will find themselves in conflict. A first meeting between Julie Dzirovich and Sandra Souza. Souza told Toronto Today it was her frustration with Dzirovich's track record, particularly on the Israel-Palestine conflict, that spurred her to run. The two first met face-to-face during a virtual town hall meeting Dzirovich organized in November 2023, following Hamas' October 7 attack on Israel. During the meeting, Souza was one of several dozen community members who urged Dzirovich to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. By then, thousands of Palestinians and Israelis had been killed in the fighting. At the meeting, Dzirovich listened to her constituents but did not commit to calling for a ceasefire. "She always felt like an obstacle," said Souza of Dzirovich. "I want to see someone who is an open door to stimulate and raise up voices." While Souza said the meeting was disappointing, it spurred her to take her own action. The birth of Davenport for Palestine. During the virtual town hall, Souza said she took a screenshot of the fellow participants on the call. In the following days, she searched for her neighbors on social media and reached out one by one to ask if they'd be interested in gathering to talk about additional ways to organize. Within weeks, the group that would become Davenport for Palestine took shape. In mid-November, they hosted the first of several protests in front of Dzirovich's constituency office and demanded a ceasefire. In alignment with the federal government's policy change, Dzirovich did ultimately change her stance. In a January 2024 letter to constituents, the sitting MP said she was in support of a sustainable ceasefire. She noted she had read and listened to the many calls and messages from residents on the issue. Activists celebrated the win, but Souza said the months of trying to get Dzirovich to change her position on this and other issues made her hungry for political change. Souza said she was eager for a federal representative who would be a more vocal champion of constituents' demands, Israel-Palestine related and otherwise. As the NDP nomination race kicked into gear, a person who would ultimately become Souza's campaign manager asked if she'd be willing to step up. Initially reluctant, Souza said she softened to the idea the longer she considered it. "I recognized the power of the movement and I really wanted to see somebody from our community step forward," she said. Since nobody else had been willing, Souza said she decided to do it herself. Toronto Today contacted Dzirovich for reaction to the news of Souza's win but did not hear back by the time of publication. A staff member in Dzirovich's office confirmed the incumbent MP plans to run again in the next federal election. Does grassroots energy help spur victory? Souza said the energy built through the Davenport for Palestine campaign was important in her victory over Pegado last weekend. When Souza registered to run for the nomination, she formally stepped back from organizing with the activist group. However, some of the many volunteers active on her campaign were people she'd met through Palestinian solidarity efforts, she said. Over the past several months, the candidate and her team pounded the pavement and engaged in thousands of conversations with NDP members across the riding, she said. I think the success of Davenport for Palestine is related to the success of my campaign, she said. We're still fighting for justice, and so there are still people who want to see that change. Davenport resident Johanna Lewis told Toronto Today they signed up as a party member for the first time so they would have the chance to vote for Souza. I'm delighted to go into the next election able to vote for a candidate who is unabashedly pro-Palestine and willing to stick her neck out for what's right, Lewis said. In a written statement, Lewis said they believe Palestine will be a ballot box issue in the upcoming election. Julie only won this seat by 76 votes in 2021. She won't be able to hold onto that lead this time around, they speculated. Davenport federal NDP candidate Sandra Souza in front of the Wallace Emerson Community Center on February 24. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Not just about Palestine. Last weekend's nomination came after a first scheduled vote in December was postponed by the party just days before it was to occur over concerns with the party's membership lists. Souza said that at the time she was very disappointed by the delay, which was a decision made by the federal NDP. Ultimately, Souza said the postponement provided more time to knock on doors and build excitement for her campaign. She said this grassroots effort will help the party in the next federal vote, which is expected to take place this year. Looking ahead to a contest with Dzirovich and fellow candidates, Souza said she remains motivated to push for a Palestinian solidarity, but climate justice, affordable housing and other issues will be central too. She said she's hopeful her win can serve as an example for others. I think this is something to watch, she said. I think that this is what we need right now. Editor's note: this story has been updated to clarify that Souza was not the only founder of Davenport for Palestine.